Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Gonna take a freight train.
That's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. The Wayback Machine, the Marshall Tucker Band, one of the greatest, arguably the greatest, Southern rock band of all time. I'm glad you're here. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and yes, I heard that song when it was first on the radio. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, one of our favorite folks on the planet, chief economist for the NFIB, renowned the purveyor of the gold standard index for small business optimism, the NFIB's index. And he's here with that report now, the March report. Bill, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we reported on kind of the overarching sentiment of the index. The sentiment is that the trajectory is up. The number wasn't huge, but it did go up. And 5 out of your 10 indicators, your components, 5 out of the 10 were improved, and only 3 went down. So I'll take 7 out of 10 every month, won't you?
Yeah. Well, that's really the story of why I think that the next reading for this month is going to be really good, because the two pieces of the index which relate to inventories were really accounted for all the decline. It was satisfaction was down 4 points, meaning that more owners thought the stocks were too large than thought they were too small, and inventory plans fell 2 points because, you know, they have excess inventories. And so I really blame most of that on the shutdown and the slowdown that resulted from that, with a couple million people not buying stuff because they didn't have the cash. So inventories built up, and our guys now said, oops, you know, it's too large and we're not going to buy. So that's 6 points was all the decline in the index and then some. So
Do we know anything about refunds? Were they delayed because of the shutdown?
I don't know. I think they probably were.
Surely they would have had to have been. I just wonder if that had anything to do with consumer. You know, in the first quarter, how many times do you talk about somebody who says, well, when the refunds get to going, we'll, you know, our business will pick up.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and the consumer sentiment, you know, fell, you know, substantially in the first quarter there in the Jan-Feb area too, and now it's back, moving back up. So,
but hiring was one of the strong parts of your report this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, the last 2 months we've been really hiring like crazy, and of course job openings revisited the all-time high. I mean, 40%, nearly 40% of the firms out there have at least one opening that they are trying to fill. And of course, you know, hiring, as we've talked about before, is a real big investment, and we've been examining that. We'll have a report out soon, but you know, it takes hours and hours and hours of training time to get a new employee on, and $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 sometimes in training costs. Yep. So these are investments, and if firms are willing to invest like that in the future, they're pretty confident about where the economy is going to go.
You know, I never talk to a small business owner, wherever they are in the country, without them mentioning that they can't find enough people to work. I talked to a marine company. They sell boats and power, you know, gear and things like that, out in Oklahoma this week. And he said my mechanic is retiring next year, and he said I have nobody to replace him. This is a 100-year-old company. This goes back to this man is in his probably 80s. His grandfather founded the company, and he doesn't know what his son's going to do now because he can't find a mechanic.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So finding qualified people is the biggest. If we could somehow get, what do we need, 6 million people? people to show up and work and not call in and pass a drug test. We need 6 million of those, don't we?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And there are plenty of job openings to fill, to absorb the 6 million people who are unemployed and looking for a job. So,
yep.
You know, there's some matching and stuff to go on. But we still need to better, much better, and this is a longer-term problem. In the high schools, we've got to make sure that people understand that you can make $100,000 and live a good life as a plumber, electrician, or a boat mechanic, or...
Yep.
You know, it's very good money there, but the way the system is set up in high school, if you're not going to college and you're not in the AP classes, you're a second class person, and that discourages people. And we don't put resources into just showing young people coming up how successful you can be in air conditioning and transportation and all those things. We have to do that.
You're right about that. Absolutely. What a couple of other things? Capital spending was up. This for March, that was good news.
That was very good news.
That's
like
planning.
That.
That's long time planning. Long term commitments.
Yep.
When small businesses raise their capital spending, they've made a big decision for themselves.
Exactly. And the plans are hanging up there at historically high levels. So nearly a third of them are going to make an outlay over the next 3 to 6 months, which is good.
And they're paying their people more too, aren't they?
Absolutely. Well, that's that whole labor section is what's driving away. So we're still getting a third of our owners saying I raised worker comp, and of course it is showing up in the macro numbers as well. The number we always look at, of course, is wage number from the government, but there's this other thing called extra compensation that you get, the benefit package.
Right.
Which varies a lot, but the point is it's a positive number and very big in many cases, and we have to look at that too. About a quarter of the pay goes into the benefits package.
That's exactly right.
That's been going up too.
Bill, hold on to that talk. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.